Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The right fielder, Ike Boone. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tex Vash. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Phil Toad. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doc Prothero. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dudley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Stokes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Red Ruffing. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Chick Fuchter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. And now, play ball. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a fly ball towards right. McNulty catches it and throws to first to double up Flagstead. Two outs. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Jameson trying to get to third. Flagstead throws the ball into Prothero, who tags Jameson for the out. McNulty moves to second. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Vash settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Toad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toad hits a pop-up towards the mound. Schott can't make a play. That's a base hit. Doc Prothero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothero hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Stokes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stokes hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Lee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a line drive towards short. Lee catches it and throws to first to double up Feuchter. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flagstad hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-1 in the game. Wamsgans takes first base on ball 4. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wamsgans. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt bunts towards the mound. Ruffing fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott bunts towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash is 0-for-1 in the game. Vash strikes out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tote for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNulty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Speaker hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Boone. Burns reaches second base with a double. Sewell moves to third. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Feuchter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Burns scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Spurgeon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vash who is chasing the ball. Spurgeon reaches third base with a triple. Feuchter goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Boone. Myatt reaches second base with a double. Spurgeon scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0-for-1 in the game. Schott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Myatt scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Prothro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothro is 0-for-1 in the game. Prothro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields the ball and throws to Schott covering. Safe. Prothro moves to second. Al Stokes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stokes is 0-for-1 in the game. Stokes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Heving pinch hits for Red Ruffing. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Prothro moves to third. Lee moves to second. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flagstad hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Prothro scores. Lee scores. Heving moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Wamsgans reaches second base with a double. Heving scores. Flagstad goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Indians. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wamsgans scores. It's Red Sox, 5, Indians, 5. By Spies now pitching. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash is 0-for-2 in the game. Vash hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a pop-up towards third. Spurgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Prothro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Prothro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Fuhr now pitching. Cliff Lee pinch hits for Pat McNulty. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a pop-up towards short. Lee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Speaker moves to third. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Burns strikes out. Two outs. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 6-5, Indians. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fuchter takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cliff Lee now playing right field. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Stokes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stokes is 0-for-2 in the game. Stokes hits a pop-up beyond short. Sewell can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Lee moves to second. Roy Carlisle pinch hits for Oscar Fuhr. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Carlisle reaches second base with a double. Lee scores. Stokes moves to third. It's Red Sox, 6, Indians, 6. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Flagstad hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Stokes scores. Carlisle scores. It's 8-6, Red Sox. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wamsgans bunts towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. Flagstad moves to second. One out. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Flagstad moves to third. James Edwards now pitching. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Flagstad scores. It's 9-6, Red Sox. Tex Vasch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vasch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vasch strikes out. 2 outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Doc Prothro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Prothro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boone scores. Tote moves to second. It's 10-6, Red Sox. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lee hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Zonizer now pitching. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Myatt strikes out. 1 out. Ben Carr pinch hits for James Edwards. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr strikes out. 2 outs. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jamison hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bert Cole now pitching. Joe Klugman now playing first base. Al Stokes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stokes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stokes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klugman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stokes for the out. One out. Paul Zanizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zanizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 4 RBIs. Flagstad hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wamsgans takes first base on ball 4. Flagstad moves to second. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Flagstad moves to third. Wamsgans moves to second. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vash hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Flagstad scores. Wamsgans scores. Boone moves to third. It's 12-6, Red Sox. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Tote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a pop-up towards short. Lee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a pop-up towards third. Prothro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Fuchter hits a pop-up towards third. Prothro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Prothro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothro is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Prothro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dud Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell misplays the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Prothro goes all the way around to score. Lee moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 13-6, Red Sox. Al Stokes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stokes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stokes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cole fields it and has Lee trapped. There's the throw to Feuchter and over to Spurgeon, who tags Lee for the out. Stokes moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Paul Zanizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zanizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Zanizer strikes out. Two outs. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 4 for 5 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 4 RBIs. Flagstad takes first base on ball 4. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bert Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cole for the out. Myatt moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Vash hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Vash reaches second base with a double. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Tote takes first base on ball 4. Doc Prothro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothro is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Prothro takes first base on ball 4. Vash moves to third. Tote moves to second. Dud Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Vash scores. Tote moves to third. Two outs. It's 14-6, Red Sox. Al Stokes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Myatt to Feuchter covering second. The throw back to home, and Tote is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote can't make a play. That's a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Speaker moves to second. One out. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Klugman hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Vash. Klugman reaches second base with a double. Speaker scores. It's 14-7, Red Sox. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Fuchter hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Spurgeon hits a pop-up for a single. Klugman moves to third. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 14, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.